it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Orioles on the road again, and I am delighted to be back in the booth. Where have I been? I've been worried sick about myself. Tonight, Tropicana Field, first of a three-game set. Orioles here tonight looking for a second consecutive victory. Kevin Gausman tonight looking for a fourth consecutive victory for him. Buck Showalter and the manager's report right after this.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter in tonight's manager's report. Buck, it could have been a really tough loss yesterday. A pair of three-run leads that were lost. You guys end up winning the game. What were some of the keys that kind of jump out at you, how you guys were able to win that?
Well, instead of looking at it as a potential tough loss, we look at it as a potential great win, and it ended up being that way. Michael Givens continues to pitch well. Things that Zach had was Zach solid there. And, Dylan in his maturing and getting exposed to situations, that'll help him next time it comes into it. Learned a couple things yesterday that he wishes he could take back. I thought he had good stuff, felt good physically. There were a lot of positive there, and our guys kept responding when we kept not being able to put that shutdown inning there. So, I like the response to – and I tell you, Rock, it's a sticky hot, when they're putting warnings out there about people going outside and you play three and a half hours out in it. And actually, I think the dugout's hotter than the field. It's like an oven in there. But both teams had it, and just remarkable the things that our guys reached down and got. So I was proud of them.
You may have talked about this a little bit yesterday. With Bundy, obviously he's now passed his innings total from last season. Are you closer to having more of a set number in mind of where you'd like for him to be and how you're going to get there?
I'd like for him to pitch 300 innings and be the last pitcher in a World Series. I know that stuff is all for anybody that thinks they can evaluate stuff like that on just a pure number is kidding themselves. This is a human being, and he's very honest with us. And we were hoping he'd pass the innings he did last year, and he's right on schedule where we hoped he'd be, and we've got a firm grasp on where we hope he gets with ability to get ahead of it and make the adjustments that need to be made. And, to paint yourself in a corner exactly what it is, and all of a sudden his arm's going to be tired at inning 122 and a half. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Jonathan Scope, 13 hits in his last 27 at-bats, 16 RBIs his last seven games, a pretty obvious choice for American League Player of the Week this past week. Do you kind of look at him and think that it almost looks like he's just getting better as he goes on, even past that All-Star break?
I can't tell you, Rock, how many guys over my tenure in the big leagues that go to All-Star games and come back and struggle. It's just something about the mentality. John's the other way. I mean, a few times we try to push him up in batting order, and you could tell he got out of himself a little bit, and now he's kind of graduated this year where he can handle it. And coming back from the All-Star game, it's like he's playing his first game and trying to prove himself. And so he's one of those rare guys that seems to be taking it the other way, that, the more you give him, the more that he can handle it. So. And he's so approachable, a guy that smiles easily, very sincere, is hard on himself, very humble, modest guy who I don't think is going to change. His mom and dad have done a great job with him. And he comes back here from an All-Star game, like asking himself, what in the heck was I doing there? And, I think we all know why.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Buck, Trey Mancini batting .431 with runners in scoring position. Is that one of the more impressive aspects of what's been a really impressive rookie season, how he's delivering in those situations?
Yeah, I think the thing that impresses me, he can look kind of rough at the plate for a couple at bats, and then he sneaks in a single to the other way. I just hope that he keeps his, that power hunger away, because he's such a force when he stays out over the field and doesn't get in pull mode, which he's very aware of and is good at it. So that's what allows him to drive in those runs, because believe me, those numbers you're talking about, it falls underneath the captain obvious. Everybody on the other team knows about it too, so they're going to throw a lot of different looks at him.
Your club starting a three-game series against the Rays, who have now lost four in a row. They were swept by the Rangers, and yet third place, ever holding the second wild card right now. What's your take on this club right now?
Really good club. They really attacked some things they needed. Hecheverria, I hope I'm pronouncing that close to right. His addition really brought a lot of things together for them. Quality defensive shortstop, about as good as you want to see in the league, and has had some hits for them too. Plays with a lot of energy, really solid, and they did their the sacrifices to get Ramos back, and he's put them at another level too. So it's a good club, really good pitching, bullpen solid, and they're starting pitching, and especially in this, you know, in this ballpark, it's a great pitcher's park, and you know, they play to it real well.
Now they're starting a lefty, Blake Snell, tonight. He's averaging 5.9 walks per nine innings. When you see that and you do your homework on him, do you look at that and say maybe that's something we can exploit?
Well, it, once again, Rock, you cannot tell guys, okay, let's go up there and take until we hit. You got a quarter of a second to make up your mind. So that's, you know, I think a lot of that money ball stuff has been shown to be a crock, and people just, you can't do that. You know, you may walk a few times more, but at some point, somebody got to drive them in. And so it's something that our guys are aware of, that he has a propensity for that, and you're trying to read spin early out of his hand. And you know, he's got good stuff, big arm, and he's capable of shutting people down. That's why they like him so much. And tonight could be one of those nights too. But you know, you can't go. You've got to hit until you take. You can't take until you hit.
He's been much better against left-handers. Is that why Chris Davis is out of the lineup? Is there something else with him?
No, Chris is sick today, and we're hoping he's available sometime during the game. Got an idea what it is. I'm not going to start playing doctor, but. Hopefully he'll be all right sometime during the game, but he's been pretty sick most of the day.
Thanks, Bucks. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Well, Jonathan Scope is the American League POW Player of the Week. Scope with 16 RBIs his last seven games, so he's proud. And so is Scott Coolbaugh, the hitting coach. And they will both visit with Jim Hunter when we continue the warm-up show right after this.
At Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Orioles and Rays begin a three-game AL East series. And Jonathan Scope today, announced as the American League Player of the Week, we'll visit with Jonathan and his hitting coach, Scott Coolball, up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles are on the road tonight, game one of the three-game series with Tampa Bay, and a pleasure to chat with the American League Player of the Week, Jonathan Scope. Now, I know you're a team player, but that's got to be nice, a nice individual honor for what you did the past 7 days.
Yes, of course. You know, it's an honor. You know, like every time you win a award like that's an honor, you know. But you got to thank your teammate all the time, you know, because if my teammate wasn't on base, I couldn't drive him in. So, and with my coach, you know, with Cooley here, I got to thank him. Sometime I got to thank him, most of the time, you know.
Well, it was nice of you to ask Scott Coolbaugh to join us because you do help the players every day and the hitters every day. What is it about Jonathan Scott that you've seen? He had a breakout year last year, and he's even more consistent this year.
I think it's just a comfort level of getting the games underneath his belt. I mean, he's always had the talent. He's worked hard. He's never had anything given to him, so John's always got there working. He's always wanting to learn, and I think he's taken the mental side of it a little bit more consistently this year to be able to make his adjustments on an everyday basis, every at-bat basis, and it's a credit to him because he's able to apply that to his at-bats, and good things are happening, and it can't be more happier for him because he wants to learn, and he's always out there wanting to do better. He's not satisfied with what he's doing.
You know, John, one observation is you seem very willing to go foul line to foul line this year. You have a lot of big hits to right field. The other day you had the big home run Friday night to right field. Was that a conscious effort this year to not be predictable and to try to use the whole field to have a better chance to get a hit?
Yeah, you know, like Cooley said, you know, this year is more like mentally, you know what they're trying to do with me, you know, like learn at bat by bat and learn the situation, you know, like that situation, you know, I know he wasn't trying to come in, you know, if you come in, it's going to come in hard in, all the way in, so he's trying to throw like first pitch strike outside the corner, you know, and go the other way with it, you know, and believe in myself that I can drive the ball outside the park over there too, you know, not only on the left side, so, you know, it's better, you know, I'm getting better and I still have a lot more to learn too.
Is the willingness to go the opposite way a result of experience and maybe having a little success that way? So you say, hey, wait a minute, you know, a lot of gold out there in right center field.
Yeah, of course, you know, of course. If the results come out, you know, it's better. It's better when you do it and see the result right away. You know, it's amazing how many hits got the other way. You know, some they shift a lot too, so they give you the whole right side open sometimes, you know, and if you're willing to go that way. And sometimes they won't give you pitch drive, so you got to take your hits the other way too.
When you were put in the number three spot, which is usually the spot in the batting order the best hitter in the team hits, did that give you some confidence to say, you know, the skipper put me there, I must be up to this? Because since you've been there, you've been hitting even better.
One thing I always say is, like, no matter where you're in lineup, you know, you got to contribute for the team, you know. And on this baseball, this time of baseball, you know, year nine, they're going to pitch me the same way, you know. It's not because I'm a 9 or later, they're going to feed me fastball right in the middle. So I'm just happy to go to come to the park and see my name in the lineup, no matter if I had 1, 2, 3, 9. I just like to see my name in the lineup and go out there and help the team win.
You know, Scott, one thing with John that really steps out, and I know this goes all the way back to spring training with you, is pitch selection and laying off the pitch that they want you to get to chase. Over the weekend was a perfect example. He had an outstanding 3 games. Astros throwing all those breaking balls. He didn't chase.
No, it's a credit to him. Like I said in the Fan Fest this year before the season even started, that, you know, John was the most improved player last year, and I think he took steps into doing those things. I think over the wintertime, coming into spring training, he knew that there were some things he wanted to correct. And, you know, he's able to raise his sights with the strike zone a little bit with 2 strikes and trust himself. And part of that is being able to be confident to use the whole field and know what the pitchers are doing to him. And it's a credit to him. Like I said, you know, you can talk about it all you want, but it's up to the player to make the adjustment. And he deserves all the credit because he goes on that box and he's the one that has to do it. Nobody else can do it for him. And it's a credit, like I said, to him, that he takes it to heart and he wants to learn and he wants to get better. And it's showing this year, and, you know, he's getting all the accolades and he's well and deserved of it. And, you know, he's moved up in the order. And I know that every player wants to hit third, fourth in the lineup in the big leagues. And I think that he's taking it and running with it. And it's a credit to him.
And finally, with the RBIs and the consistency of the RBIs has been there, you have to have a calmness, right? When there be, you don't want to be too anxious to drive that run in. Allow it to happen and still stay within yourself. And it looks like you're doing that.
Yeah, you know, calm myself, you know, like, and Cooley helped me a lot with that, you know, because before, like, man on base, I get anxious, like, want to swing right away, you know, and me and Cooley sit down and we talk about it, you know, like, they don't want to give you the first pitch right to it. You know, they will want you to chase, and then they will come. You know, be patient, and you will get pitched to it. And when you get it, don't miss it. You know, and, you know, but on those spots, you know, something clicked with me. You know, like, I think I focus more. That's why I say, like, I got to get better because I want to do it. Even when the game is, like, 10-0, you know, I want to keep focused like that and think it's man out there all the time so my game can get better.
Well, congratulations. A tremendous honor, well earned. Now all you have to do is go out and top it.
Yeah, I will.
And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Jim Hunter back at Tropicana Field. And, yep, in the win column again, their second consecutive victory. They win this one 5-0, first of a 3-game series. I'll tell you what, Jim, there have been many games this season with the Orioles starting rotation, the ERA over 6. Many games when they scored 5 runs and got beat.
Yep.
But tonight, with Kevin Gausman, the job he did, and the bullpen tonight was marvelous. Hey, they win this thing 5-0.
Yeah, really. And when you look at the final and you see 5-0, you would think it was easy, but it wasn't. The Orioles scored 4 of those 5 runs in the last 2 innings. And, Joe, to me, the difference in this game, the defense. I mean, the defense helped Gausman out. He got a couple of great double plays started by Manny Machado and on the first for the double play. And whenever you can get that kind of defense, I think the pitcher gains even more confidence to throw more strikes. Kevin Gausman did walk 3, but kind of scattered those walks and was able to pitch out of it. So it really was the good formula, as you say. You know, you get good pitching, some quality hitting, clutch hitting to get some runs in, and the Orioles win a big game, because if you're going to win a series on the road, a lot better to get that first win, because now you need one of the next two.
How about watching Manny Machado play defense? Was that any fun? Was that any fun?
You know,
goodness.
He's so much better than anybody else at third base. I think he spoils us with how he can make a great play and above ever play look easy. And that double play he turned in the first inning was fantastic. Not only does he get 2, he gets to the ball before it gets down the line for a double with Souza on at first base and 1 down. If that goes into the corner, it's at least 2nd and 3rd. Maybe Souza scores, and Tampa Bay has a quick lead in the first inning. But instead, towards the line, the backhand, the spin throw, perfect to Scope, and then Scope with that outstanding arm back to first base to get the man at first. So Manny Machado, without a doubt, the platinum winner a few years ago, and he shows it day in and day out that he has no peer defensively at third base.
Yeah, they say the same thing about Nolan Arenado at third base with the Colorado Rockies. Now, we don't see him that
right
much. But they say that he's better than anybody else at third base in the game. So they don't see Machado very often either. So.
Right. I mean, we're a little biased, but we see Manny day in and day out, and he never never disappoints.
He was fun tonight. Tonight he made every play at third base. And at times made it look easy, too. Yeah, Jim.
Yeah, one other thing. You made a real good point, I thought, in the eighth inning when Scope got that sack fly for the RBI.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are big RBIs. His seventh sack fly, he's able to extend his RBI streak to 8 consecutive games now. And when you can get runs in that help pad a lead, in particular when they come off and out, I think that is huge for a team. And a very uplifting run there by Jonathan Scope. I remember when Miguel Tejada joined the Orioles years ago, he was the master at that, the master at getting the ball elevated to get the fly ball, to get the sack fly, and get those running, because it's all about runs, and the more you score, it's easier for the pitchers.
No, the big RBI guys, they don't let those get away. They're able to cash in on those. Scope did that. And that was after Manny Machado got the big single to really extend the lead. So, again, Machado did it all tonight as they went by a score of 5-0. Kevin Gausman, his fourth consecutive victory. Now, the game for the Orioles here tonight started out kind of frustratingly because in the first inning, Adam Jones, a leadoff double, and then went to third on a wild pitch. So he was out there at third base with nobody out in the top of the first inning. But then Machado struck out, Scope struck out, and then Trumbo came up to hit. Trumbo digs in the count 2-2. Snell ready, and he delivers. And a breaking ball, but he hung it, and the ball popped up back of short. Backing up Echevarria into shallow left to make the catch, and that's it. So the Orioles off to a very disappointing start. Jones, a double, went to third on a wild pitch, and with nobody out, Machado, Scope, and Trumbo could not drive him in. Nope, so a frustrating start. Then Gausman went to work, bottom of the first inning. He gave up a single to Steve Insouza, but then Dickerson struck out, and that's when Longoria came up to hit. And that's when Manny Machado began to put on a show. Caleb sets up away. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball hit to third. Machado flags it down. He'll go to second for one. And the relay will get a phenomenal double play. Just an unbelievable double play started by Manny Machado on a one-hopper inside the bag at third base. Machado with a backhand, a lunging stab at the ball, and then threw a strike to Scope, who then relayed it perfectly off the back foot. Scope made that relay to get a 5-4-3 double play. Kevin Gausman says, thank you. My goodness. Yeah, for Manny Machado, that was just the appetizer with that glove at third base. Kevin Gausman came back with a very strong second inning. Here comes the pitch. And Miller swinging and missed. There's that changeup. Kevin Gausman changeup to get that strikeout. Well, Gausman strikes out the side in the second inning. He's got 4 strikeouts in the first 2 innings. And a double play ball. He's got some pretty good stuff again. Yeah, real good stuff. Nothing in the third when Adam Jones came up to hit.
And the 1-2 to Jones, swinging a high fly ball to deep left field. Way back it goes, and that ball is gone. And Adam Jones stays scorching hot. There's a solo home run, and the Orioles have a 1-0 lead in the third.
Now, Kevin Gausman had that 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. He was able to worm out of a bases loaded situation, made a big pitch against Longoria to get the third out, and Tampa Bay would leave the bases loaded. In the fourth inning, he gave up a 2-out single, but there was no damage done. In the fifth inning, he gave up a leadoff triple to Malik Smith. Then he got Echevarria on a ground out without the run scoring. He walked Steve Insouza to put runners on first and third, and that's when Dickerson came up to hit, and that's when Machado again came into play. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Old breaking ball hit to Manny. He's going to go to second. Out. Here's the relay. Out. A double play. There's that double play again. That one more gently hit to Machado. But Manny got the ball to Scope, who again turned it. Kevin Gausman so far tonight, a couple of big double play balls. He has gone 5 scoreless innings thanks to that and 7 strikeouts. Yeah, Gausman came out with the 6th. He got the first 2 outs. But then he gave up a double to Jesus Sucre. That's when Miller came up to hit. And Gausman ended his night.
And the Gausman pitch, swing and a miss. He got him with a changeup. Gausman outstanding, and a swing and a miss by Miller. And Tampa Bay strands the tying run at second base.
So at that point, Tampa Bay was 0-6 with runners in scoring position. Now, Darren O'Day came out to pitch in the bottom of the 7th inning. He walked the leadoff hitter, Tim Beckham, on a 9-pitch at bat. He then struck out Smith, out number 1. Echevarria came up to hit, and that's when Darren O'Day thanks to some bad base running, got what turned out to be a disjointed double play.
2-2 with one down. Echeverria at the plate. Beckham the tying run at first. O'Day delivers, swinging a line drive to right field. Long run for Joey Rickard. He will reach up and make the catch. Beckham is all the way down at second base. Rickard's throw back to first, and out at first base is Beckham. He just ran into a double play. Bad base running mistake by Beckham, who was trying to be aggressive. He obviously thought that ball was going to get by Joey Rickard, who makes a fabulous play to double up Beckham.
So there you go. Yeah, the old friend, double play. They'll take it anywhere they can get it. So it was a 1-0 game going into the top of the eighth inning. Blake Snell had gone 7 innings for Tampa Bay, giving up just the 1 run. And then the newly arrived, the veteran right-hander Sergio Romo came on to pitch. Out of the bullpen, he gave up a single to Tejada, and then Rickard a bunt single on a bunt that took a bad bounce for Tampa Bay, stayed fair, and Rickard wound up with a base hit. So 2 aboard, Adam Jones a single to load the bases for Manny Machado. Ground ball, up the middle, that's a base hit, into center. Tejada is in, here's Rickard coming in, the throw back into second base. Jones goes to third, that's a 2-run single. Machado with a big one in the eighth inning to give the Orioles a 3-0 lead. And Machado eventually, with that 2-run single, he would eventually steal second base. With Adam Jones on third base and less than 2 outs, Scope came up and picked up what you might call a gimme RBI. 3-2. Here it comes. There goes Manny. Fly ball. Left field. That'll drive in a run. Toward the gap is Dickerson. He'll make the catch. Adam Jones will tag, and the ball back into second base. Scope, his 71st RBI, and it's a 4-0 Oriole lead. Yep, then bottom of the eighth inning, 2 outs, bases empty against Brad Brock. Longoria a single, and then Morrison got a base on balls. That's when Sucre came up to hit again, and that's when Brock made a good pitch. And a swing and a miss. He got him on what would have been ball 4. He got him on a breaking ball to get a big strikeout, and Tampa Bay strands 2. So Sucre did Brock a big favor right there. So at that point, Tampa Bay was 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Orioles got another run in the ninth inning, an unearned run, and eventually the left-hander Richard Blyer came out of the bend and got him 1-2-3 in the ninth. 1-2, here it comes. Ground ball back to Blyer. He snaps it and then straightens up. He lobs it to Mancini to get the out and end the ball game. And the Orioles back on the road, and they're back in the win column. It is their second consecutive victory, so they begin the road trip with a combined shutout. Kevin Gausman, 6 scoreless, and then O'Day, Brock, and Blyer wrap things up. They win 5-0 at Tropicana Field. And for Tampa Bay, well, they suffered their 5th consecutive loss. Jim Hunter will continue post-game activities right after this.
Jim Hunter back here at Tropicana Field as the Orioles get the opener of this 3-game series, a 5-0 shutout win of Tampa Bay as Kevin Gausman earns his 7th. Well, the Orioles trying to move up in the standings, first for a wild card, and then as Buck Showalter said the other day at the Q&A session with the season ticket holders, the state of the Orioles, they still want to come back and try to win this division. Now, the Red Sox still in first place. They are out west. Tonight they begin a series in Seattle. Boston and the Mariners are scoreless, Seattle batting in the bottom of the 2nd. And in that game, it is Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound for the Red Sox, and James Paxton goes for Seattle. Now, Seattle's one of the teams that is ahead of the Orioles in the wild card chase, but the Orioles will gain on them. Probably the Orioles would prefer Boston loses. You want to tighten the division as much as you can. But either way, the Orioles will gain on one of those teams tonight in the races because the Orioles have won here. Now, Tampa Bay falls to 51-49 at the moment, 4 games back of Boston. The Yankees are idle, so they can gain on the Red Sox. There'll be a half-game swing either way. And the Blue Jays won tonight on the SK scoreboard, beating Oakland 4-2 on Rogers Center. A couple of runs in the 4th inning proved to be the difference. Ezekiel Cabrera and Ryan Goins with RBI singles. Boston seeing Toronto now slip to last place in the division. But Toronto getting a great year from Justin Smoke. A bases-loaded walk out an insurance run. And the Blue Jays win at 4-2 over the Athletics. Francisco Liriano got the win now 6-5. And Chris Smith took the loss 0-1. Now here tonight, Manny Machado did have a 2-run single. That was a big blow in the 8th inning. It made a 1-0 lead, 3-0. But Machado also outstanding defensively here tonight. And following the game, Manny visited with Gary Thorne and Jim Palmer on Masson.
Manny Machado, do you enjoy playing defense as much as we enjoy watching it?
Of course.
Pretty good defensive game tonight, wouldn't you say, all the way around?
Oh, definitely. You know, our pitchers did a great job. Kazi went out there, threw strikes, pounded the zone, and gave us opportunities, to make some nice plays for him. So that's what we got to continue to do. You know, we're playing great team baseball. So hopefully we can continue doing it.
The first double play, everybody talks about great defenders, and you certainly are in that group. They anticipate things, but are you anticipating a double play?
Not at all. I mean, it's Longo hitting. It was a hard line drive down the line. I didn't even think for a second there I was going to get to it, and I was able to. So I just kind of just flicked it over to Scopey, and hopefully we get, I know we could get one out there for sure. But knowing how Scopey is, how quick he is, and the arm strength he has, we're able to turn that.
Manny, I was wondering on that play, did it cross your mind the split second that you might have to go to first base rather than second, or was that never something you thought about?
It was never. I was always going to second. I think we're going to get an out there for sure. Whether it was a force out and we just go on to the next hitter and get the next guy out, or we could turn it. I know I got faith over there. Every time I just make a play, I know Scopey always tells me, give me the ball. I'm going to make everything possible to try to get the double play, and it always works. I mean, his arm strength is unbelievable.
Let's talk about the month of July. Been consistent with home runs, but it's almost like you rescued the season. Over 300, on your way to hitting 4, 5, 6, 7 home runs in this month. Anything different? What's going on?
Working with Cooley, staying with our approach, staying with our, game plan every day. Don't try to change anything and go in there and work in the cage. I know me and Cooley have been working on, staying inside the ball and staying true to how I used to always hit, which is opposite field, and stay through the ball. So, Cooley always just tells me, just stay in the game, stay in one at bat, one pitch at a time, and eventually things are going to start turning around, balls are going to start falling, and hopefully they have been. So we're just going to continue working and continue getting better.
Manny, great to have the bullpen back in order, is it not? The guys being where they need to be.
Oh, definitely. It helps. I know for them it helps, knowing when they're going to come in and kind of anticipating it and getting ready for it. Other than not knowing it's sometimes, at some point. So, we're just happy that everyone's back on the, back on the team and healthy.
All right. Manny, congratulations. Great ball game. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Post-game comments from Manny Machado. Let's hear from the skipper now. Head back downstairs. Gary Thorne with Buck Showalter.
You got the start you wanted from Kevin. He looked good.
Yeah, we got Jim Palmer back here, and we pitched a shutout. So Jim gets no more time off. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay. He's got the rest of the year.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Assess Kevin.
No, it was good. Commanded the fastball. Really execute a lot of pitches. That goes without saying. He and Caleb were on the same page. You saw a good tempo, which leads to good defense. Manny made two plays. I'm not going to say nobody else makes them, but nobody else makes them.
That first one, I still can't believe we were able to turn two. The whole thing was unbelievable.
That's John too.
Yeah,
that's John too. But when you play together as much as they are, Manny, John knows he's throwing that ball. He knows he's going to be a little bit high on the feed, because that's just, he's made that place a lot of times. And when you play together like that, there's a feel for it. And if you get it in that box for John, he's going to turn it.
Yeah, that's a good comment, because we just talked to Manny, and Manny, I asked him if he ever thought about just throwing to first base. He said, never crossed my mind. He said, I know if I go to second, Jonathan's there.
Well, there's a lot of imagination when you're as good as Manny is. Like the ground ball he caught with man on third and nobody out, a lot of guys pick that ball up, look at the guy and throw. He's looking for an out over there. Mm-hmm. And he trusts his arm throwing a ball across the diamond, because the guy is running while he's doing all
yes.
that.
And the bullpen.
Well, it's solid. Kevin May had a good outing. Didn't want to push the envelope. He's had, I think, 3 out of 4 now. And, Darren wanted to get him back on the horse. He was solid, and Joey played a really good right field. But I thought Brad deserved a lot better fate, and I think we both know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I want you to know I went on a tirade regarding Manny falling in the bullpen.
Really?
Yes. When Manny went over there in the bullpen, yeah, it gets
for what? What was the time?
Why do we have bullpen mounds?
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. That'd be like taking a mound and putting it at about the three-quarter mark in the NBA Finals. Say, hey, guys, just play around that. You know, why do we not have a bathroom in our bullpen, but they have one? Why do? I mean, I know who all has bladder problems on our bullpen because they're always walking by me to go to the bathroom. But why they're allowed? You know, it's like Oakland.
That's
crazy. It is, and I can tell you through the years there's been injuries that happened because of it. Just bring it out, coordinate it off. It's easy to fix. It's one of the things that I talk about a lot on this conference calls, but we'll keep harping on it. You do your part and I'll do mine.
Jimmy and I are bringing shovels tomorrow early in the day.
I got a few other things I do with a shovel here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.